What is up? Steel Studians. Happy pre-Friday. Up in this. Practice Friday action, July 15th, 2021. Episode number 52. I'm your host, Jeremy, here at the study session. Super grateful that you're joining me today as we continue to roll through the week, highlighting Steelers news, talking what's relevant, and getting our mind right for training camp, which is only 6 days away. So again, happy practice Friday to you on this glorious Thursday, episode 52. And want to take a moment, as always, as it is most important to do, to say thank you for your support of the Still Study, for following the site, reading my work, listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast. It means the world to me, so thank you. And want to give a shout out, as we've been doing the past several episodes, to one of our supporters on Twitter. And today that shout out goes to Eve Marie. Eve, thank you so much for supporting the Still Study. You could follow Eve at Eve_Marie. That's M-A-R-I-E 3. Again, that's at Eve_Marie 3. Again, much love to you, Eve, for supporting the study. I hope you have a great day, a great weekend. And again, thank you to everybody who's supporting the site. It means a lot. All right, so what do we got for news? Again, it's that dry period right now before training camp kicks off the 21st. Not a lot going on right now. But this is that rest period before things just fire up and just blast on into January and even into February. Hopefully to February for the Steelers. But again, I talked about Troy Polamalu the last couple weeks after interviewing Jim Wexel twice on the podcast. And we found out that Polamalu will be in attendance at Heinz Field this year at a game for his induction into the Heinz Field Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Honor. We are all aware that there was some friction whenever Polamalu left the team. Friction with the organization, but it's good to see that that has been placed squarely behind him. He's going to make his return to Pittsburgh, and that is going to be one raucous environment when Troy is in the house. Typically, that recognition takes place at halftime. Sometimes it's before the game, but you know the fans at Heinz Field are going to be up for that game after his appearance. So again, it's good to see Polamalu has made amends and that he'll be in attendance this year at a Steelers game. The media verbal beatdown of Big Ben continues. It just doesn't quit. Doesn't quit. It's like the kid who keeps getting bullied and picked on, and then he just snaps and goes off. That's kind of what I could liken this to right now. Ben is probably just ready to go off this year and wants nothing more than to just light it up. But Pittsburgh Steelers fan favorite Colin Cowherd, he jumped on the bandwagon, the bashing bandwagon, and said that Ben has always demonstrated a, quote, lack of commitment, and that Ben's Super Bowl window has closed. This is the same guy that predicted the Steelers would finish in the basement last year in the AFC North. Contrast that with Coach Bill Cowher, whom has direct experience with Roethlisberger, having drafted him, having coached him, having won a Super Bowl with him. And Cowher believes that Ben is going to have a great year. So, if I'm going to trust anybody offering their viewpoint, I'm going with the guy with an intimate knowledge of the player, an intimate knowledge of the game, an intimate knowledge of the Steelers. There's definitely more credibility on Cowher's part as opposed to Coward. Hopefully you get a chance today to read the article I posted about quarterbacks in the league or who have played in the league for 18 years. Spent some time doing some research on that to get a feel for how quarterbacks have fared in that 18th year. And did you know there are only 10 quarterbacks that are on that list? And Big Ben will make it 11 this season. So make sure you check that out, read that. I'll probably talk a bit about that more tomorrow on the study session. And I want to close this session with a player I really haven't talked about. Undrafted guy, and that's wide receiver Matthew Sexton out of Eastern Michigan. Now, Sexton isn't a big receiver. He's actually smaller in stature at 5'9", 176 pounds. But what Sexton brings to the table is elite speed. At his pro day, he ran a 4.3 40 in the low 4.3s. In his career at Eastern Michigan, caught 100 balls for 1,335 yards. But most importantly, and probably most relevant to the Steelers, is the fact that he served as a kickoff and punt return man and made some noise as a returner. So as we get ready to head into camp, this is another name to keep in mind. Again, not for the possibilities making the team as a receiver, but I mean, who knows? Never close the door on these guys. But special teams is a critical part of the game, and the Steelers for years have been searching for a legitimate kick return man. Last year they had some success with Ray McLeod, but there is a chance, that maybe Sexton could be that guy. So again, just another fun name to watch in training camp to see what Matthew Sexton could do. And again, the underdogs, I'm always rooting for them. So keep your eye out on this young man. And studyins. That is it of episode number 52. Here on this Practice Friday, pre-Friday, Friday Eve, July 15th, 2021. So grateful for you for listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast, reading my work. Again, check out the article that I'm going to post about quarterbacks who have played 18 years in the league. Leave a comment. Please continue to share my work with your family and friends. It means the world to me. And I would love to hear from you. You can hit me up via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. And please follow the study on Twitter. Very simple. It's at stillstudy. And again, we're getting close. This is really the last quiet week we're going to have, and then it's guns blazing moving forward, and it's a beautiful thing. But that is it. The end, the conclusion, episode number 52, and I want to leave you with this. The session may be over, but the Steelers season is just beginning.